everyone. This is Jordan Lopez, voice of McKenna Thorne. Welcome to The Hidden People. We're telling an ongoing story, so if this is your first time listening, please make sure to start from the first episode. Trust me. If you like the show, we'd be honored if you visited us on Patreon at patreon.com/hiddenpeoplepodcast. For as little as $2 a month, you can be our heroes and help us to keep the story going. In return, we'll give you the inside scoop, bonus episodes, member-exclusive merchandise, and more. After that, hop on over to Apple Podcasts to rate and review the show. Thanks for your support, and enjoy The Hidden People.
The Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care. Dayton Riders Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 1, Episode 20, Blood on My Hands, written by Chris Burnside, directed by Chris and Megan Burnside, also starring Aaron Brewer, Jim Brown, Rachel Collingsworth, Casey Dillon, Danielle Gunther, Darlene Spencer, and Norb Wessels. Cast your mind back 12 years ago. Ireland. A quiet stretch of highway. In order to understand the players in McKenna Thorne's game, we need to understand what broke them and whether they came back together.
You shot it, Shaley. Besides, Beyoncé is dating Jay-Z. I don't think she'd be interested in ya.
Emma? Are you saying I'm not superstar material?
I'm saying you're not Beyoncé material. I think she wants something else from a relationship.
Whatever could you mean?
I mean that you're not a famous musician.
Ah. Oh.
And you have no penis.
You're so bad.
Me? Who stole her parents' car and money to go out partying?
I'm just a wee Irish lass, innocent and pure.
You're pure as a stripper.
We prefer exotic dancer.
Like your parents would ever let you be a stripper.
I've always dreamed of running off to join the stripper circus.
That's not a thing.
You poor innocent girl.
Is that really a thing?
You're a right moron, aren't you?
Stop cutting me. You know I always believe you.
And that's why I love you.
Because you can tease me so easily.
I don't like to work for it. What can I say?
F off, Shaley.
If something.
You're driving a car, you know.
Oh, am I?
Oh, watch the curves!
Oh, I ain't into.
You are so bad. A right floozy. Who's calling you?
Probably my parents again.
You're sure they won't do a number on you for this?
They'll get over it. I only took what was lying around.
Lying around? You took $2,000.
And I didn't take the Ferrari or the Bentley.
My parents only have one car between them.
I could be a total arse and just go on about how having rich parents is so hard, But it's the feckin' best. I feckin' love it.
You want to kiss these lips anymore tonight, you best shut it.
Or just ply you with drinks until...
For fuck's sake. Maybe you should answer.
You answer. I'm driving.
I'm not talking to your parents in their stolen car.
Just do it.
It says Uncle Adam.
What? Hold on. Give it to me. Hello? I'm out for a drive. How's it your business? What? I don't understand. A shooting? I don't... Why would they be in Dublin? Why would they look for me there? That's not even where I went. This can't be right. No, I'm coming home.
Shaylee? Shaylee, what happened? Shaylee, what's shooting?
Terrorism or something.
Your parents were there? Why did they think we were in Dublin? Didn't you leave them a note?
Of course I didn't leave a fucking note.
Are they?
Please put some music on.
Shaylee, please.
Shaylee, please. We need your help.
Are you sure McKenna wants my help?
Well, she's currently in jail, so let's go with yes.
We need to stage a jailbreak. Shaylee, how many jails have you broken?
Zero.
That's okay, because I have a plan.
Oh, here we go.
Alfie, maybe we defer to Shaylee's expertise?
You did hear me say zero, didn't you?
First, we need replica uniforms that match what the cops wear. Thomas will go to Sam's place and get some photos of her uniform. Then, we put smoke bombs on the AC unit. When the place starts to fill with smoke, we slip in amidst the confusion. The uniforms and smoke should cover us. While I cause a distraction, Shaylee lures one of the cops away, knocks him out, and takes his keys. Once she has those...
She's just got to draw a circle in her cell.
Huh?
A circle. In her cell.
So much for your big plan.
Thomas, can you get in to talk to her?
I mean, maybe? Probably.
Tell her to make a circle. It needs to be perfect.
And that's it? That will get her out?
If there's a circle, I can go in and get her.
While I'm a little upset that I spent so long storyboarding my plan and didn't even get to start the PowerPoint, this is so cool. Shaylee, is there anything you can't handle?
She is beyond anything you can handle.
Oh yeah? I'll take my chances, crazy man.
I'm only trying to help you.
You know, my life was right fucked before you came along. So your story don't exactly scare me. Ooh, my crazy doppelganger.
They call her Fetch.
Yeah, I heard you the first time.
Nathan, we shouldn't be here. The house has to be the next place she would check.
Yes, Nathan. Listen to your little boy toy.
My name is Dane.
What's a shite name?
You are a changeling, Shaylee. A construct created by the hidden people when they abducted the girl who was born Shaylee.
Have you ever listened to yourself? What's American for bar me?
Who do you think came after you tonight? That girl who looked just like you. How else do you explain that?
I'm pretty hot, right? Maybe I should go find this girl who looks just like me.
I think you should put that bottle down and listen.
And I think you should shut your fucking face hole, you fucking fucker.
Shaylee, I've been there. I know what it's like. The disconnection. The feeling that you don't belong, like you were born into the wrong family, the wrong world. Like you're just waiting to wake up from a dream. I went through all of that too. I had someone who helped me figure things out, helped me prepare. I want to be that person for you.
A pattern repeated throughout history. Fetch hunts changeling, trainer prepares changeling, changeling and Fetch do battle. This particular trainer, though, has certainly met his match.
I'm sure you want to help me, don't you? Help me right out to these clothes.
It's not like that at all.
I don't even like girls.
Oh, so you two are a couple? How sweet.
We're not a couple. We work together, helping changelings.
Too bad. You're both kinda cute. You should fuck.
Yeah. She's the most obnoxious one yet. And I'm including the one who tried to kill us 4 times.
Are you saying I should try to kill you?
Shaylee, stop. I know things have been hard for you the last 7 years. Since your parents.
What do you know about my parents?
They were killed in the crossfire of a shootout 7 years ago when you were out with your girlfriend Emma. You blamed yourself for their deaths. Emma's a nice girl. You've been on and off with her since then, mostly on until you go on a bender and she breaks it off for a few weeks to try and teach you a lesson.
Obviously not a winning strategy.
Emma's in danger too. Anyone close to you is a target for your fetch.
Stop talking about her.
Your fetch?
Fetches aren't really a daft fuck. Stop talking about Emma.
She loves you, you know. Despite your antics and acting out, she wishes that you could figure out your guilt. You didn't kill your parents.
Well, they're out looking for me, weren't they? Because I didn't tell them where I was going. They could have called the cops, but they didn't want to get me in trouble.
No, they didn't call the cops because they didn't want to lose face. Your father cared more about his reputation than yours.
You don't know shit.
Nathan does his homework, kid. You should listen.
It doesn't matter why they were there. You can come up with a million causes to blame, but the only one you're seeing is yourself.
Because it's my fault.
No, it's Emma's fault for making you fall in love so hard that you had to sneak off with her rather than risk embarrassing your family.
Don't say her fucking name!
It's the terrorist's fault for opening fire. It's your parents' fault for having you. It's God's fault for not stopping it. Why are you the only one to blame?
Because I could have prevented it, okay? Because I don't care about any other reasons.
So you can keep torturing yourself. It's easier than dealing when you have someone to blame. I understand. I watched my fetch kill my parents right in front of me. Almost killed me, too, but I got away. And every night, when I close my eyes, I'm back in that moment. Except I'm tougher, quicker, a better fighter. I can defend them, fight him off. And every morning, when I wake up, they're still gone.
Do you think I care about your parents?
Of course not. I didn't tell you that to make you care about them, or me. I told you that because I care about you.
You don't even know me. I'm just my stalker, apparently.
I've watched a young woman torture herself daily. You have that in common with your fetch.
Nathan, we really need to get out of here.
Come with us, Shaylee. Please. You don't have to train or even listen to anything I say, but if you stay here, you'll die. This place isn't safe.
What if that cell in the station is actually the safest place for her?
He has a point.
I don't follow.
Well, she's got bars keeping people out. She's surrounded by armed cops. Maybe that's safer for her than being out here. The other McKenna.
The Fetch.
We're actually going with Fack.
My other sister, because that's who she is, my other sister, she can't get to her.
She can. They're incredibly tenacious and resourceful. She'll get in and she'll kill McKenna if she has a chance. And she will kill every officer inside to do it.
You don't know her.
I know Fetches.
I've looked her in the eye and talked to her twice now. I think I know a little more.
We nearly fought to the death. Mine, to be clear. She's a machine designed only to kill.
MODOK.
As much as I'd love Mac to be safe in her cell, I'm with Shaylee. It's too dangerous with whatever we're calling her on the loose.
She has no name. Even she would tell you that. She is Fetch. And they are deadly.
Shaylee!
She's going to kill me.
No, you can do this.
This is it, Shaylee. It's time.
No, please. Back away, trainer. You are not allowed to interfere.
I'm not allowed to kill you. There's a difference.
What are you doing? The Magister will hear of this after I kill her.
I will not allow that.
Your task is over, trainer. Why do you still stand between us?
She is not ready.
She had her chance. Will you not face me yourself, changeling? Sniveling wretch. Given everything only to squander your opportunities.
Shaylee, get out of here. Shaylee, focus.
What?
Dane, get her out of here.
What about you?
I have this.
But you can't kill her.
I know what I can do. Go. Send her to the witch. She can give her answers.
Are you serious?
If we all die right now, I'm going to find you in the afterlife and kick your ass.
Come on, Shaylee.
No! Come back here, coward! His death will be on your hands!
Hey, Ron.
Thomas. What are you doing here? You know Sam quit, right?
Wait, Sam quit?
Yeah. I guess to pursue other opportunities or something. I think we know what it's really about.
Oh, I see.
Someone convinced her to renounce her duty. Someone who probably thinks he's her friend, even though he was using her.
Yeah, I didn't come here for an argument, Ron.
Not much of an argument when one person is clearly right.
I want to see my sister.
Nope.
I just need to talk to her for a few minutes, see that she's okay, figure out the lawyer situation.
She's a multiple murder suspect. You aren't getting visitation.
You can't deny her access to a lawyer.
I'm not. I'm denying her access to you.
Look, it's really simple. It'll just take me a couple minutes. You can even come in with me if you want.
I'm busy now. Take a seat. Maybe we can go back when I finish organizing my Rolodex.
That's a pile of maybe 10 business cards.
See, you interrupted and broke my concentration. Now I need to start over.
I'm fine. Fine. Sitting.
A bower in the English countryside is the setting for the first of many meetings between an ancient witch and a Spitfire changeling. One is more powerful than she realizes, and one seeks to repeatedly deceive the other. A long con, with each praying the other doesn't realize.
What's that, Tilda? Someone new enters Black Annis's bower.
I'm Shaylee. Are you Black Annis? It's dark, I can't really... Oh my god.
Ah! It's hideous! Tilda did not warn Black Annis!
That's, I was sent by Nathan. He told me...
Nathan? Nathan! Always seeking Black Annis's head is Nathan. Mortal enemies. Nathan, first king of Sumer.
No. Nathan was the changeling trainer.
Nathan's empire shall fall to Black Annis's might. Black Annis will... Stop interrupting, Winston. What is so important to interrupt Black Annis? Etana was the first king of Sumer. Nathan is the changeling trainer. Winston should have told Black Annis earlier before Black Annis became a fool in front of this one.
Yeah, okay. Hi, Winston. Nice to meet you. I just need to know what to do. Nathan said you would know what to do.
Black Annis smells hesitation in this one. Fear. Why did Nathan not accompany this one to Black Annis?
He's dead. He died fighting my fetch.
The trainer broke the rules. Fought this one's fetch. Tried to kill it. Got killed. This one is responsible.
It didn't mean...
Bah! No more trainer means this one's game has changed.
What does that mean?
This one should come closer. This one cannot bargain with its creator. This one's creator is Mirielda. And that one is dead.
Is that bad?
Not if this one wants to die! Oh, Ainsley! Oh, Black Annis! It's so funny!
So what do I do? I don't want to die.
This one's game has changed. New rules. No more creator. This one should bargain with the Magister. Do not mention Tilda to the Magister. They do not get along.
Where is the Magister?
Arcadia.
Where is Arcadia?
Everywhere. Entrances all around. This one just needs to find one. This one would do well to avoid its fetch. The Magister may be reasoned with. Fetches have no reason.
Hello, coward.
What the? They just let anybody walk right in, don't they?
I did not just walk right in.
You do realize there are cops right on the other side of that wall, with tasers and guns and, like, those sticks they use to beat people up?
I am aware of the minimal threat they pose.
If I so much as call out, you're done.
If you call for them, we shall fight. Perhaps they kill me. Then you win. But perhaps I kill them. Then I have keys to your cage and no one to stop me.
Wait, are you saying you want to fight or you don't?
I did not come here to fight. We will talk and then I will leave. Or you cry for help and there is blood.
All right. Talk if you want to talk.
I have questions.
About what?
My parents.
Maybe you should have asked before you killed them.
I am asking now. I have recently thought about another fetch who I deceived into execution for treason.
You are such a good friend.
He wished to ask questions of his parents, to know why they replaced him. I would also like to know.
Why they replaced him? You think my parents, our parents, replaced you? You were abducted. Liliana abducted you and made me to replace you.
No.
I don't know how she picked you or why. Maybe you were born under a magic star or whatever. Maybe it was just random. But she kidnapped you. The hidden people are responsible for all of it.
Why would they do this?
Who do you think made me?
The Lady Liliana created you.
So how did our parents replace you if Liliana had to make the replacement? Exactly. You're getting it. Liliana made me to replace you when she stole you. They are lying to you.
They sheltered me, fed me, trained me.
Yeah, after they abducted you.
Changeling lies. You deceive. It is your weapon.
Then why did you come to ask me questions if you think I'm just going to lie?
That is, you. Do not try to confuse me. Why did they not replace Thomas?
None of the hidden people wanted him, I guess.
Why do you want the life I should have had?
Bitch, I just want to live. You want my life? You can have it. I have a shitty job, a few friends, and an ant farm. Okay, you can't have my friends, but the other stuff is yours. Have at it. Live it up.
What is an interest rate?
Huh?
Never mind.
Are you, like, thinking about a new car?
They can't hold you in this cage forever.
That's true. After they convict me of your crimes, they'll put me in actual prison.
You will be moved, or you will escape. Either way, I will be waiting. I will reclaim.
Nobody else needs to get hurt in all this.
Just you.
Preferably not me either.
Goodbye for now, imposter. We'll see each other again.
Arcadia. Every city has one. People walk past every day, barely noticing it. Never going in. For humans, it would take an extreme force of will, and possibly a few tricks. For a changeling, the only real barrier is the abject terror of what awaits inside.
Welcome, Shaylee. I am the Magister.
Hello? I'm sorry about this, intrusion.
Were you intruding, you would be a pile of leaves now. If something happens in Arcadia, it happens because I allow it to happen.
Right. Of course.
This is the Lady Liliana. And of course, you know this one.
Imposter.
Be still. There shall be no battle in my hall. Yet.
Changeling, why have you come here?
Nathan is dead. She killed him.
Who is Nathan?
The trainer, I believe.
Yes, the changeling who trains changelings. You came here to tell me this? I knew shortly after it happened.
I just thought, is his death not important? I was told you might care.
And who told you this?
Someone?
The witch.
I understand you are responsible for his death.
She was the one who killed him.
But he died protecting you, defying the rules. He couldn't actually defy them, of course. When I give a command, it cannot be ignored. But his command was to not kill Fetches. And he did not kill her.
Does that mean... Are you saying that he wasn't able to defend himself when she fought him?
Defend? Yes. Properly fight? No. As he did this to save you, I find you responsible for his death.
What does that mean?
It means you have stripped me of an important pawn in the game.
I don't understand.
The trainer worked for me, Changeling. He was my agent. Without him to train the changelings, they are no match for their fetches. It isn't much of a show like that.
You have caused irreparable harm to the court, changeling. Why did you not simply fight for yourself?
I was scared. I cannot fight her.
You mean that you cannot beat her? You could fight and lose, and the trainer would still be alive to train the next changeling.
I didn't want him to die.
You speak as a child, as if your whims hold any significance. We should just turn the fetch on her now.
Please, lady, allow me to reclaim.
I am nearly finished with her. Another moment, fetch.
Yes, Magister.
Stop trembling, changeling. Do you fear your fetch so much?
Please, I don't want to die.
No. Only one of you is walking away from this hall.
I cannot win. You'd be ordering my execution. I thought you wanted a show.
And what will you give me to spare you?
I have money.
Still just a child made of leaves, pretending to be human.
What else?
Just tell me. Anything you want. Anything.
I could make or unmake you with a gesture. And 100 others like you. So what can you do for me that any other changeling cannot?
I don't know.
This is pitiful. Release the fetch and end this waste. It's fortunate Mirialda is dead. What an embarrassment it would be for her to see her creation so debased.
Very well. Fetch, you may.
Wait. I know the trainer's ways. Nathan showed me everything.
Yes.
You need a new trainer? I can do it.
You could not keep yourself alive, let alone another.
So finish his training, and I will work for you.
You have no idea what you're proposing. Nathan spent a year in Arcadia learning to hunt, fight, and use magic.
Then so will I.
You would never survive.
I'd rather try than die today.
I am in need of a new trainer of changelings.
Magister, my reclamation.
The fetch raises a good point. I cannot employ you while she hunts you. Once reclamation has begun, we cannot enter into a contract with you until it is complete. And there is only one way it ends. As I said, only one of you is walking away from this hall.
Thank you, Magister.
So you may only become the new trainer if your fetch is dead. Do you understand this?
I cannot fight well. I've never killed anything.
You may only become the new trainer if your Fetch is dead. Do you understand this?
Fuck.
Magister?
Well? Changeling, decide.
Magister, no! This cannot be how it ends! I...
Yes?
I accept.
Liliana.
Magister, please allow me to...
Do not look away, Changeling. This is your doing. Her death is in your ledger.
You have 1 week and 2 days to make your arrangements, and then you join us in Arcadia for a year. You will be bound to us.
Yes, Magister.
Thomas?
Oh, McKenna, are you all right?
I mean, aside from the jail thing, yeah. Can we get some privacy?
Nope. It's okay, McKenna. It was the only way I could get in to see you.
You have 2 minutes, so get to the point.
You're safe in here so far?
I just spent a few minutes talking to myself, if you get my meaning. But it's all good now.
You sure?
Yeah. For now.
McKenna, we met with your lawyer today, Ms. Lee.
Are you sure we can trust her? Last time I saw her, I heard some bad things about her last client.
I think so. She wants to help, and she didn't ask for anything. Pro bono.
When is she coming to see me?
Soon. We just need to circle the wagons first. You can give her a ring, right?
Yeah, I'll try to do that tonight.
Perfect.
Yep.
Are you done? You better hope Miss Lee is a really good lawyer.
I'll see you soon.
Just in case.
I'm never giving up on you, McKenna. I'll always be there.
I have to go.
I don't understand.
Sometimes the thing you've spent the last 7 years pushing away is the hardest thing to let go.
I'm going away. For a long time. Maybe forever.
Where? Why?
It's for work.
Work? You've never had a job in your life. You make more money in dividends than I do teaching primary school.
It's not about money. It's just something I have to do. It's an important job.
What will you be doing?
Helping people, eventually. After the job training, I'll be helping people who are in trouble.
Where is it? I'll go with you.
You can't. I'll be traveling all over the world.
So?
And the training is intensive. It wouldn't be safe for you.
Safe? What, are you joining G2?
I can't talk about it.
This is shite. You're not a spy. They wouldn't hire you. What's really going on? Shaylee, just tell me.
Just stop asking. You're making this harder.
Making it harder to leave forever and never see me again? Oh, well, excuse me. Tell me the truth. 7 years, Shaylee. You owe me the truth. Is it someone else? Tears, isn't it?
Emma.
Do I know her? Is it even a her? You know what? Don't even tell me. Emma. Yes. It's a her.
Fuck you, Shaylee! I loved you! I gave you everything I had, and you gave me pain.
You know.
Go then, and don't ever come back.
Goodbye, Emma. I'm so sorry.
Wait. Shaylee! Shaylee, stop for a minute! Shaylee, just wait, please!
Come on, Shaylee. Finally! Do you know how hard it is to make a perfect circle with a pillowcase and ketchup?
You did a better job than with the chalk and string, so I'm impressed. And in the back corner so the camera can't see me. Well done.
After this, we need to talk.
I know.
There are things you need to explain to me.
I'll tell you everything. I want you to trust me again, like you did on the water tower.
We'll see.
I have a lot of blood on my hands, McKenna. I won't add yours.
I believe you. Don't make me regret it. Get me out of here.
With pleasure.
Promises of future truths do not form the strongest basis of a relationship. Still, there are those who would believe their stars are crossed. Perhaps if we go back just a few weeks this time, listen to the backstory become story.
I'm almost to the cafe.
I see you on the map.
She's here.
Give me another second. Okay, I have the security camera feed. Yep, that's her.
I'm heading to the bathrooms.
Camera two. Looks like both bathrooms are open.
Putting the out of order sign on the left one.
I've got eyes on her. I'll let you know.
Thanks, Den. I know it's been 4 years, but I'm still glad you agreed to join up with me. I don't know how I'd do this without you.
Don't be so damn emotional. I like making a difference, I guess. They wouldn't stand a fucking chance if we didn't help them
kids
prepare.
Kids want chocolate for Alfie.
What's so important about this one? You've been tailing her twice as long as any of the other changelings.
I don't know. Liliana herself told me to make sure she's prepared. The fetch must be special. If I had to guess...
She's on the move. Headed your way.
I'm going into the other bathroom.
Don't lock the door.
I know what I'm doing.
Sorry. Good luck.
Okay, get ready, Den. It's time to go to work.
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers Alexa Fett Fisher, Stephen Kallenberg, and Jordan Lopez. The lead writer, Chris Burnside. Story by Anna Adamy, Chris Burnside, Megan Burnside, Alexa Fett Fisher, Stephen Kallenberg, Jordan Lopez, and Carrie Zahn. The sound engineer was Dan Sievers. Sound design, score, and original songs by Catherine Seaton. Theme song and additional music
by Michael Yates. For more of The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.